Welcome to this week's class in Chassidus. We're going to be learning a beautiful Chassidic discourse from the Rebbe. The name of the Chassidic discourse is called Vayashkem Lavan Baboiker. The Rebbe said this Chassidic discourse on Shabbos Parshas Vayetze. That year was the seventh day in the month of Kislev, in the year Tavshin Memches, 38 years ago. So the Chassidic discourse is based on the verse where it says, Vayashkem Lavan Baboiker, Lavan got up in the morning, Vayenashek Lavano Vilnoisov, he kissed his sons and his daughters, and then it says, Vayelech Vayashov, Lavan Koimed, and Lavan went back to his place, Vayakov Holach Ladarkoi, and Yaakov went on to his journey. So Rebbe brings from the Alter Rebbe in Torah, which is called the Chassidic Torah portion, and as well as in Torah's Chaim at the end of the Parsha, based on what we know, that the Torah speaks really on all spiritual levels, and it hints to things down here. In other words, so when the verse says, Vayashkem Lavan Baboiker, that Lavan got up in the morning, what does Baboiker mean? So literally means in the morning, but spiritually it's talking about Loivan Elyon, Shalomaila, very, very high, pure, clear, white space on high, up to the essence of Hashem. Now, what does it mean that he kissed his sons and his daughters? It's referring to a special energy that he's drawing down to the sons and the daughters spiritually, which is called Seder Hishtalshus, the way things flow from one world to the next. What are the sons? Those are the male. Those are the ones that give forth. Those are the mashpiim. Those that one that give off energy. What is the daughter? It's referring to the female, which is the receiver. So it's referring to a receiver and a giver. On all the levels of the way the world goes down from on the level of Hishtalshlus. Because we know in everything in the world, everything is divided into a Mashbi and a Makabal. You have a giver and a receiver and a giver. And both receive this special energy from Loivan Elyon in a way of Neshika, a kiss, a very, very strong connection. Why? Because what is a kiss? A kiss is, in Hebrew, it's called Ismasrus. In Yiddish, it's Ibrige Gebenkeit, which means giving yourself over totally to this flow of energy from the giver to the receiver. And this happens when? In the morning of every single day, which basically means every single morning, we have the power to receive Loivan Elyon, this very, very high energy, the clear white energy that comes from high, and it's a very, very powerful energy and source and inspiration from the essence of Hashem, Vayenashek Levonov Levnoisov, to bring it down to the level of the male and the female, the giver and the receiver. Now, that's the gift from on high. But the fact is, we know anytime you want something to come down, you need avodas adam. You have to do your work. You have to do your part. Like it says clearly, masa yedecha tichsei. If a person basically wants their effort, their energy. So therefore, a person has to do their work on this level. And that's why every single morning, what do we do in the morning? We pray. And like it says clearly, vayashkem vrama boiker, Avram Avinu got up in the morning. And he harnessed his donkey. What does that mean spiritually? Wasn't Avraham Avinu not harnessing donkey physically? Yes, too. But what does it mean spiritually? It means he was getting ready to pray. Because we know when you pray, what's the connection with the chamoiroi? Because when you pray, you basically, you're fighting with the chomer, the coarseness of the body. And basically, through prayer, when we do our prayer, that's how we draw down Loivan Elyon, this very, very powerful high level. And then the verse continues on to say, after the experience, Vayelech Vayoshav Lavalam Koimen, Lavan goes back to his place, and Yaakov Holach Ladarka, Yaakov goes on to his journey. What does that mean? So it's brought down the Chassidic discourse is that afterwards, after this initial beautiful experience that takes place, Loivan Elyon, the beautiful, clear, high, pure energy leaves. And that's why he says, Vayashav Lavalam Koimoi, that this ray, this powerful light goes back into the essence of Hashem where it came from. And Yaakov goes on his way. What does that mean? Yaakov continues on. What's the way of Yaakov? Learning Torah and doing mitzvahs. Because we know Torah is called the way of Hashem. In other words, after we get this tremendous gift, which happens through prayer, then we have to do our work. And there's something he'd like to add, not only that after the revelation, and then the concealment where it leaves. That's when we do it technically, but even more importantly, that only specifically after the light leaves, after we're missing the huge gift, that's when we can first start doing our work. And Rebbe says, you can explain, what does that mean? Why is that? Because in order for a person to do their work, like it's called Maaseinu V'Avodaseinu, our actions and our work, we need to have a human being. And you need to have a physical world, which basically we know world is concealment. And like, for example, when it comes to learning Torah, and especially when it comes to learning the oral law, so it has to be in a way that you comprehend it. And not only you have to comprehend it, your animal soul has to comprehend it. And as first, obviously, the godly soul comprehends it, but then you have to give it over to the animal soul. And it has to be in a way that the animal soul gets it in a powerful union, where there's no union like that. So the same thing also in the physical world, and also in the refinement of the physical world. And then obviously, to elevate the physical world, so that's why in order for that to happen, you need to have the human being has to exist, and the world has to exist. There's no human being. What are you elevating? What are you transforming? And then what happens is but on the other hand, when the Loivan Elyon, this powerful, wide energy is available, you can't do your work. Because the fact is that when, let's say the king was there, it's not appropriate to do anything. If he did something while the king was there, you possibly punish him by death. Because the time when the king is there, you have to remain silent. And that's why it says, Vayelech v'yashu Lavan v'koymoy. Lavan had to leave, the holy energy had to leave. And then Yaakov does his work. In other words, specifically, after the Loivan Elyon, the gift that comes in the morning, and then it leaves, then we can go do our work in a complete way. And you can say that's specifically why the reason why that Loivan leaves. And it's basically the Loivan Elyon has to leave, because since the ultimate purpose is that for us to do the work, that's why you need that Loivan has to leave, so that we can do our work in a complete way. Now, we mentioned before that the Torah really speaks on high, and it hints to things down here. So what do we see from here? That this idea that the Lavan, which we said is a very, very high level, Loivan Elyon and high, and it comes into Yaakov, it also applies to the general story in our Torah portion, that where Yaakov is working in the house of Lavan. Why is that? Because we know that when Yaakov worked with the sheep of Lavan, so it says over there, in the sheep, and again, the technical story was, there was akudim, nikudim, ubrudim. Different type of speckles on the sheep. So technically, that's what it was. We know that this is that it's obviously a very, very spiritual idea. Because this idea of akudim, nikudim, and brudim, that story was on a spiritual high. And because it was on a spiritual level, that's why it was down here in this world. And what is it referring to? It's referring to the way things draw down three levels and godly revelation. First level, as we said, is Akudim. What is Akudim? It's referring to a level where all the lights are Akud, the Kli Echad. So Akudim means everything is in one vessel. All the lights are gathered together. Then you have Nikudim. What is that? That's referring to the world of Toyu, where you have the 10 Sirot, but it's a bunch of dots. A bunch of dots. So already Nikudim is already a bunch of dots. In Akudim, it's one big package. In the Kudim, we already have a bunch of dots. After you have Brudim. What's Brudim? That's already a whole world, the world of Atzilut. Not just a bunch of dots, you have the whole world of Atzilut, all the spirit, etc. And that's the way things flow down from one level to the next. Now, so that's what was taking away spiritually with that Kudim, the Kudim, Brudim, which gives you a whole insight why Yaakov is so busy, because then we're dealing with, again, where all the light is in one, you have a bunch of dots, and then the way you have, the way it's set up in the world of Atzilus. And just like it was with the sheep of Lavan, literally, and that's the way it was. That was the original deal between Lavan and Yaakov, like it represents in Yiddish. That was the agreement. But the fact is, Yaakov went ahead and he effected a change, not only a change and a total transformation, like the verse says clearly, and the same thing also on a spiritual level, because when a Jewish person does our work, things get elevated, and we literally have the power to change the whole Seder Ishtals, the whole way things flow. And that's why the verse says that he went ahead and he changed my salary 10 times. In other words, because first there was one agreement. What does that mean, one agreement? That's the way godliness was revealed in the regular flow of the flow of creation. But then you have when things got switched around. What does that mean, things got switched around? So we're not going on based on flow and order, but we're going above the proper order. And what flow of the proper order? The higher levels are called akudim, nekudim, brudim, and then that gets drawn into 10 times. What does it mean 10 times? Because 10 times is 10 to the power of 10, which basically is 100, which is basically a complete number. And like it's explained in many Hasidic discourses about the power of 10, that's the power where you have a complete number where 10 is into 20. 10 and 10, which creates 100. And especially by the Jewish people doing our work, we bring down not only the level of Brudim, which as we said before is the world of Atzilut, but we also bring down the level of Nekudim, which is basically the lights of the power of Tayu, and even higher than that. And then even the level of Akudim, which basically everything is really one, and even higher than that, we bring down from Loivan Elyon itself, which is basically the essence of Hashem, and that's the power that we bring down into this world. Now in Torah Oyer, for the Alter Rebbe explains that Lavan literally, again, there's Lavan literally, which is Lavan of obviously of the opposite of holiness. It's called Lavan the Klipa. And he goes ahead and changes things around, not like Yaakov for the upgrading it, elevating it, but he actually literally changes things out in deceit. And what does that mean literally? Because this idea of Lavan, which as we've said is referring to Lavan Elyon, very high level, that's the way it's on high, but unfortunately the way it comes down into this world, so he goes ahead and he changes things around 10 times literally. But obviously you can explain the idea behind it, like when he brings in Torah Oyer, that Lavan literally is changing the wages literally in a deceitful way, because to explain us that the Jewish people have the power to even deal with the Lavan that's a liar. Why is that? Because when the Jewish people do their work, we're able, we have the power to elevate the darkness and the bitterness of this world. And it was like the expression in Zayir is, "Lahapcha chashreichel nahir." We can take darkness and turn it into light, or meriram bitterness to sweetness. How do we do that? Through the avodah of tshuva. And like it's explained in many, many places in different Hasidic discourses, that when Mashiach comes, what's he coming for? He's going to inspire righteous people to do tshuva. Because we know the power of Baal Tshuva is they affect the physical darkness of the world. And that's why it says, Vayakov v'shafdi v'shalom, he came back in peace, al beis oi, to my father's house. It doesn't say shalom once, it says bishalom, twice peace. What's the idea of twice peace? Because we know the verse says, shalom, shalom, a double peace, la rochaik, from the one that's far, la kari, the one that's close. Which means the one that's far that became close. And the contrary, which piece does it say first? It says la rochaik first. In other words, it says even before the one that's close. Because why? Because that's the real power of tshuva, that you can take the one from far away and transform it into the positive. Now, drawing down this Loivan Elyon down here, it creates a real powerful union. Up to the point that's even higher than a regular union. Why? Because the yesh, the existence that Hashem created, and the true yesh, the true existence, which is really Hashem, become one. So the Bnei Yisrael and Hashem really, really become one. With all the power of it, and this is, and there is even higher than making a whole noise about it, because it says in reference to Hashem, Lo Barash, now you don't have to have a noise, and even higher than basically a low sound, and because why? Because a low sound, that's a revelation that was for prophets, or through seeing, or through hearing. But however, when the Yesh HaNivra, when us physical human beings and the Yesh HaMiti, the real existence of Hashem, we become one. Which is even higher than the level of Loivan Elyon, and even higher from the level of on high, because the fact that you reach the place of Einoy, there's nothing else, and Einoy beside Hashem, there's nothing. And this happens where we become totally one in the whole world, and especially by the Jewish people, because the union of the Yesh, the existence that was created, with the yes, the existence of Hashem, the true existence, is even on a higher level by the Jewish people. And we know that the simplicity of the essence of Hashem lies where? In the simplicity of the Jewish people. And like we know from the previous Rebbe that teaches this, on based on the verse, Atam Netzav Mayim, that we all stand together. Now this union that's created is a real complete union, higher than the level of Echad. Echad is one, which is a very high level, but it's even higher than the level of Yachad, which is the oneness. And everything you can say, this is a light, just like compared to the unity that takes place in the mitzvah of Hakel. Everyone has to be united, where it says, the verse says, Hakel Sa'ama Nashim Ashtaf, gather the people, the men, the women, the children, and everyone gets unified. In what? In Yiras Hashem, we're in Ofer Hashem. And this all this unity for the or for Hashem comes down here, literally in the physical world, and that's the way it's going to be when Mashiach comes. We're going to have the souls in the body, and without anything in between, because we know the soul eventually will get its nourishment from the body itself. Why? Because the quality of the body is even higher. And there's the quality in action, because we know that the action is the main thing. Because everything was given to us in a body and the world of action. And the main thing, Rebbe says, it should be literally down in this world, less than 10 tefachim, with the redemption, the true redemption, the complete redemption, with obviously all the explanations of it. So here you have a beautiful Chassidic discourse about the structure of the day. We get up in the morning, we receive the gift, and we pray, and we connect to Hashem, but then we lose that when we leave the synagogue. But that's where we have the power to go ahead and transform the world, and bring the light into the world, and create the real union between us and Hashem, and that will bring us to the Gula HaMitis Vashlema. So let's hope and pray Mashiach comes. The next class will be in Yerushalayim, Yer Kodesh. Have a great and blessed week. Shavua Tov.